Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Welledge. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ori Arntzen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Ori Arntzen. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. There goes White. The throw from Hayes to second, and White is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo bunts for an out with unknown description. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ori Aronson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aronson strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Gutteridge throws it away. That's an error on Gutteridge. Wellage moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs bunts for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts for an out with unknown description. Chartak moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ori Aronson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aronson is 0 for 1 in the game. Aronson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White bunts for an out with unknown description. Wellage moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn scores. Chartak moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 2 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chartak scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyak pinch hits for Ori Arntzen. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Wellage moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it. Throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lucilla now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Chartak goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Pete Suter. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.